Right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and kids. It's our Kids Question of the Week, presented by Community Works. They've got two thrift shops in Chapel Hill and Carrboro closed right now, of course, and not accepting donations. But check their Facebook for updates and many ways you can still help support their mission of building a community where kids and their families have equitable access to resources and opportunity. We're in this together, and together we'll get through it. And we are together with Gene Bolduc, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler for Kids Q today. Gene, how are you?
I'm good. I hope you are.
So far, yeah, it's a nice day, so I'm looking forward to the weekend, right?
I think you're doing a great job on the weather. I assume that you're responsible for our excellent weather right now.
I am responsible for it when it's the weather you want, and when it's not the weather you want, it's somebody else's fault.
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, in that case, you know, it's weather.
Right.
Weather, not a human endeavor.
There you go.
I should write that down. I should write that down. It rhymes.
I'll make a note.
I'll
make
a note. Keep it for poetry
month. Are you ready for Kids Q?
I am.
All right. Everybody get around the radio. Here is today's question. I feel like our answer to this one is going to be a little bit different now from what it might otherwise be since we're in the middle of this epidemic. But would you rather go back in time or go into the future?
Oh, gosh. That's a three margarita question right there. I don't know. You know, I'm doing a lot of things lately to practice my discipline of staying positive. So I'll say I'd like to go about 1 year into the future.
All right, all right.
That's what I'd like to do.
The future is uncertain. Is the issue?
It
right?
Is,
you know,
right.
You know, 100% no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in some ways, you know, it's kind of a good philosophy to finally wrap your head around in a practical way that, yeah, you know, that's not guaranteed to you. So be careful about wishing for it all the time.
Right.
But yeah, I think I do walk around every day thinking this time next year is going to be so much better. Which I really, really believe. So
yeah.
So yeah, I'll stick with that. I'll
okay,
the
cool.
And
I guess this also depends on, are we going back in time or going to the future permanently, or is this like a visit or a vacation that we're doing? Like, can I jump ahead
one year
just to see what it's gonna be like, and then hop back and you know, bet on the stock market accordingly, or?
Right. I mean, see, you're the guy who reads that contract before you sign it. You're that guy.
I am that guy, yeah. Because in that case, I don't know if it would affect my answer, because I think I agree with you either way. I would jump a year ahead to the future and just go with that. But because the rest of this year is just going to be annoying.
Because, I mean, if you could go back for one day and visit.
Right.
To see some event in history that you think was awesome. Then
right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't do that? I mean.
Or go back and, like, visit someone who's not with us anymore, like a family member or something like that. Like, you can do that, too. But, yeah,
for going back permanently,
I don't know about that.
Yeah, no, I don't know a lot of women, minorities, or gay men who would want to do that.
Exactly. Like, a couple years. Like, I could go back 2 years to getting married. That was a pretty good day, you know.
It was. I remember that day.
You were there. Yeah, it was great.
I was.
Hey, if you're driving around.
Congratulations again.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Community Works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ.